Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's 10:10 in the morning, 720 WGN, the day after Christmas. It's Andrea Darlis and Elton Jim Toronto. Jim, I love the fact that you played this song.
Well, you have to.
Long overdue.
Well, I can't believe it's been, if you think about it.
Here we go. Here's our chorus.
Oh, and it doesn't it?
Oh, it, God. I was so excited when Stephanie said you and I are co-hosting this week together. This
now,
is going to be
it has
awesome.
Probably, I mean, we've seen each other.
Yeah, we've seen each other.
Around the hallways.
In passing, you've done a couple of night sides,
yeah.
And I was doing my show at night. And
but we have never shared a studio and been co-hosts.
It's in probably at least 5 years, right?
Well, I would say it's been almost four.
More than that.
Well, yeah, because you, that's right, because then Steve... You first, Steve Bertrand did our news.
Yeah.
Then you did it for about 2 years or
right.
so, two and a half.
When you say "are," you mean you and Gary Meyer,
right? And then the afternoon, and then you went away.
I went to the mornings,
right?
Yeah.
So
I went away.
Right.
I was banished to the morning.
So maybe
shift.
It was like 2013. So it's probably been 5 years.
It's been 5 years since we worked together,
and I'm excited because we both have the Andrea and Elton Jim mugs.
I know. This
I love
is so
the
cool.
WGN Elton Jim and Andrea mugs that
I
they
know.
Made up for today.
And we're getting t-shirts
yeah. oh,
and
fantastic.
Billboards hopefully in 2019.
And if you want any of that merchandise, you can go to WGN. No, please don't because it's not there.
Right. Our bosses are going, yeah, we don't think so.
No, but this is so great because we did work together for about 2.5 years. And what was so fun was that we were never in the same studio.
No, I know. I was in the newsroom.
And we would always see you on the monitor.
How funny is this? Since we worked together, our newsroom, when we were at the Tribune Tower, was in three different places.
Right.
It was on the first floor, the fourth floor, and then the seventh floor.
Now it's in a cubbyhole.
Now it is in a cubbyhole.
it's a beautiful newsroom.
Beautiful studio. Ryan Burrow's doing news for us today.
Yeah.
Is he back there?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, no, he stepped away.
But... yeah, so I mean, I've always said and suggested to, hey, I would love to work with Andrea.
Let's
and
get
so
the band back together. And I've always said no until
course,
now.
Which, until, I wondered why this never happened
yeah,
before. I didn't know you were the obstacle.
They just said, do you want? I just kept saying, no, please, anybody but. And finally this week they said, you have no choice. And
well, because,
I was feeling
yeah,
festive.
Well, there's no one else. They couldn't find anyone else to do this. So they said, Andrea, we have to. There's no one else that can work the day after
right.
Christmas. So we've got to have him on with you. And she
and
begrudgingly
I said
yes.
Fine, as long as he wears your holiday. Holiday brooch.
Well, I do have. Well, first of all, it's not a brooch. We have to.
It looks like a brooch to me. It's beautiful.
It's a festive pin.
It's a festive pin.
It's a festive pin, as
yes.
I've said many times.
Right.
Women wear brooches.
Mm-hmm.
Virile men
wear festive
pins.
Festive pins.
Thus,
virile men.
Oh. I knew I'd get you with that. She always used to love my indiscriminate Charles Nelson Reilly.
Okay, you bring up, okay, Charles Nelson Reilly. What were we talking about before? And I said, oh, God, millennials today, you bring this up.
Well, they don't
know. Younger generation.
Although,
oh, I know what it was. It was a former DJ here for many, many, many years.
Uncle Lair. Larry
yeah.
Luger.
Dave Plyer, who's a dear friend of ours and show host on WGN, has a beautiful home. He has a holiday party every year and his... Now, he's also on the board of the Museum of Broadcast Communications, and he has a room basically dedicated to radio memorabilia, and he has Larry Lujak's typewriter, the old, you know, ding, 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 and you slide the scroll or
the He has the
over.
Typewriter?
He has Larry Lujak's typewriter, which
I didn't even know Larry typed.
It was in his office. That's a good point. It was Uncle Tom did most of the most.
Well, he
of the
probably
typing.
Had to type the cheap trashy showbiz report.
Oh, that's right.
Cheap
yeah.
trashy showbiz.
So Plyer has this, and all of us, you know, the old folks in radio are going, "Oh my God, this is so cool." When I say old, I mean over 35, over 40, and the young kids, you know, who were around, our producers and the younger generation, they're like, "Who?" Wait, well, A, what's a typewriter? B, who's Uncle Lair? And then we explain, oh, yeah, yeah, I think I heard of him. It's funny how we age and we don't think, you know.
Well, and it's, I mean, and don't forget, whoa, hello. That was a long time ago. Good morning, everybody. No, that was, I mean, my gosh, Larry Lujak's been gone for 20 or 30 years.
Yeah, so. Uncle Larry Lujak. And then they did Animal Stories, remember? Larry
Animal Lujak Stories! Well, I am excited to be working with you. And we're going to do this again on Friday.
We are.
So make sure you bring your mug.
Fantastic.
Your Andrea and Elton
Jim mug. I
got to
make a phone call.
Yeah, she's like, wait a minute.
I thought it was just one day. Fantastic. Wow, great.
Well, why don't we regroup here?
All right,
and
let's
we will get reunited.
Yeah, and
because it does feel so good.
And it does.
And it is understood.
I love seeing you. I love again. Kids are going Peaches and who?
Yeah, I know.
Herb?
Peaches and Herb.
Peaches and Herb.
Well, isn't that the ingredients that Pete McMurray just had?
Yes.
Weren't there peaches and herb in that?
Peaches and herb.
With the cutting block.
And hummus.
The chopping block.
We have a great show. We're going to talk about holiday Christmas cards. You and I differ greatly on holiday cards.
Well, I've got
cards.
My own rules about Christmas cards.
You have rules.
Surprise.
We're going to talk about smells of the season. My mom has a hookah story, which is hilarious. And
whose mom doesn't have a hookah story?
And at 11 o'clock, we are going to meet a local inventor who was on Shark Tank, and he invented this game called Spike Ball. And what he did for some folks at Lurie Children's Hospital over the last week is just beyond wonderful.
So it's a heart warmer.
It's a heart warmer.
Well, we'll be back, but first yeah. I have to tell you this. Watch for Chicago's very own stories with Micah and Joe, Micah Mater and Joe Donlin. Weeknights on WGN TV News at 9. Should I do the read or should I go to the break there, Benny and the Jets? Should I just do the reader?
Bum, bum, bum.
This holiday season, you can make a difference for a family right in your neighborhood. You can make sure that they have a safe place to sleep and a warm meal to eat. And you can make sure that those in addiction recovery have the support that they need. It's easy when you join the Salvation Army's Fight for Good. It's a fight to help hardworking families across Chicagoland who struggle to put food on the table, make rent, and to keep the heat on every day. It's a fight to support the thousands of children who live in poverty in our own neighborhoods. And it's also a fight to bring assistance to those who lost everything in fires or floods. Or hurricanes. In fact, the Salvation Army serves more than 1 million people every year in Chicago with important services, including shelter, meals, child care, disaster services, and holiday assistance. And you can make it possible with donations at the iconic Red Kettles and online. So join the Salvation Army's Fight for Good. Click the large donate button at www.salarmychicago.org/WGN radio. It's Andrea Darlis and Elton Jim at WGN. No switching.
1019, 720, WGN, Andrea Darlis, Elton Jim here with you. We are in for Bill and Wendy for the next couple of hours. Don't forget, you can catch us between noon and 1 on WGNradio.com for the bonus hour.
Yeah, we do the stream.
That's going to be cool.
So that'll be cool.
Islands in the
so
stream.
What,
I don't know why everything reminds me of a song.
Why are you singing every time?
I don't know. Because I'm so happy to be with you. So happy to see you.
So what, it was the night after, or 'twas the day after Christmas. Are you coming down? Are you?
I am.
You got a hangover. What does an Andrea do?
I don't. I don't drink, so I don't have. I don't have a hangover, but I do have a little Christmas hangover. I felt this year. I know we say this every year, but it came up so quickly. It was over so fast, and now I can't believe it's the day after Christmas, and we're going to be in 2019 in less than a week.
Well, you know, I have this this little countdown ornament.
Do you
and
really?
It's got a little Santa on it, and it has a digital countdown.
Yeah.
And you set it on a date, and it counts down all the way to Christmas. So
okay.
I set this thing on October 15th,
okay.
I believe.
Is there any particular reason why you
No, I just
day?
Remembered
okay.
that I have this ornament. Because okay. I guess you could do it actually on October 1st, according to the little dial that it used. So when I set it, it was, I guess, I'm trying to think what actually day it was, but it was 69 days.
Okay.
Until Christmas.
Wow. And now it's
And here
over.
We are.
What happens on the ornament today?
Right. So at midnight.
Goes dark?
At midnight on Christmas Eve, then it goes into Christmas Day. You wait. And it's just it all of a sudden it starts flashing, and then it says Merry Christmas and ho ho ho,
and that's it.
Yeah,
and
it doesn't have any music.
Oh,
I'm like, why doesn't this thing have music?
It should have music.
And of course, then at 12:02 a.m., so we watched that for 2 minutes.
Okay,
even though it was kind of
anticlimactic.
A little anti, yeah. It should have music.
Whoever I thought you were going to say like glitter shoots out of it or streamers.
I've been waiting for 69 days.
No.
And all I get is a ho, 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 Merry Christmas spelled out.
And then it shuts off.
Yeah, well, it didn't shut off, but it would go on forever. But it's like, yeah, how about just a little jingle bell or a, you know, Santa Claus is coming to town kind of tune.
Right.
So then, of course, at 12:02, I had to go to the piano bench.
Okay.
And lift up the piano bench because I had to take out my baby Jesus.
Wait, I'm sorry. Wait. I'm
because
sorry.
Baby Jesus, of course, is not in the stable until Christmas Day.
Stop it. You're one of those
he
people.
He is not. In fact, my three wise men, they're still in the kitchen. They're making their way to the dining room.
And you're
they just
still
saw,
happily married?
They just saw the star.
Okay.
They've just seen the star.
Okay.
They're on their way.
You're hearing yourself talk out loud, right?
January 6th. Epiphany.
Mm. What happens then?
Then they get to show up at the stable. So right now they are in the kitchen making their way through the dining room to get to the living room.
Okay, but isn't the day of the Three Kings when you're supposed to take all the decorations down?
Well, that's... Hey, I didn't write...
According to the lore...
Hey, these aren't my rules.
What was it like back then?
No, so, but of course, baby Jesus is not in on my nativity.
You put him in the piano bench?
I hide him, and I just have a few, a cow and a couple of goats.
And then Christmas morning, you put the baby Jesus.
And a few lambs, and then at 12:01, or when it's officially Christmas Day, then I go to the piano bench and pull Jesus out. And because up to then, I don't even have Mary and Joseph there.
You just have the animals gathering, and they're in the stable.
Right, because they're on their way. They have to go to the inn. They have to get refused at the inn before they get to the stable.
Do you
if you put them at the stable?
Do you play? Do you have them like? Do you recreate this? Put one in one hand and one at the other, and have entering the inn?
No, but I do move my three wise men.
Okay,
like about an inch every day. So now Jesus is where he belongs
in the stable.
But now the
don't you think by this time he'd be inside?
Well, he's in. Well, I
because it's. I mean, why, if you want to be why, December 26th,
why you think after the weekend there was room in the inn?
Yes, somebody would say, "Well, hey, a baby was born. Maybe you could give up your bed."
People were checking out. They had a Saturday checkout, and then
a noon checkout.
Yeah, a noon checkout. Right. You know, and then Joseph is like, "Hey, Mary,
right?
Let's go."
Oh no,
pack up the
hold
kid.
Hold on. They would have to have the someone clean up the room, like the room service. And then they say, okay, it's 2:00. Your room is ready. Jesus, Mary, come on in.
Well, they let them know when the move was ready. They had a little drummer boy, and he would hit the drum to let them know it's time.
Is your room ready. Is he part of your nativity?
No, I don't have him.
Okay.
But I do have a shepherd with a lamb on his back looking at the Christ
and
child.
And is he allowed to come in at now?
No riffraff.
No riffraff in the inn.
He's a shepherd. He doesn't go into the inn. It's just the Holy Family.
I still sort of feel bad that you keep the baby Jesus hidden in the piano bench.
Well, he's not born.
Maybe you could put him in a.
Well, he can't be around. I can't see him because he doesn't
keep
exist.
Him in like a little box or something. But it just seems like kind of.
I guess it is, but it's nice and quiet there, and it's close to where the stable is.
Okay, got
so
it.
I don't forget.
You don't forget. Can you imagine Christmas Day? You forget.
Where is he?
You're watching the ho 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 ornament, but you don't have the baby Jesus in your nativity. It makes sense. It really does. Just hearing it out loud sounds crazy.
I just find. Although I went to New York a couple years ago, we went to St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Oh, beautiful!
And this was before Christmas.
Beautiful.
Walked in, went to see their beautiful nativity in the church.
And no baby Jesus.
No Jesus. Thank you very much. Right. There was an empty manger, yeah. And I even said to the security guard, "Yes." Thank you.
Good, right.
You know. And he goes, as I said, Jesus isn't born. He goes, you know, you're right.
Did the security guard say, you need to leave now?
Yeah, then I was pulled out.
We need to escort
you taken out. I was
out
taken
of
out.
The cathedral.
I was taken out in handcuffs. Right. They were afraid that I might steal Joseph.
Oh my God.
Or maybe a stray lamb.
All right, so now, so the three wise men, obviously the three kings celebration is the 6th, the 7th.
I believe it's the just January 6th. Okay, now you are Greek, right?
I am Greek, yeah, but so it's the same. Like our Christmas is the exact same.
Oh, okay.
Greek Orthodox. The only thing that's different are Easters.
You still have the Christmas and everything. It's just
Easter's
different.
Yeah, everything's the same. Yeah, just Easter is a week later usually.
Why, you don't think he rose on that day? What's your problem?
No, because we follow it the correct way. No, here's why. Here's why. Because people ask this all the time. There's two calendars. There's the Julian calendar and the Gregorian calendar.
Right.
And if the modern day, I believe,
is the Gregorian.
Is the
right?
Gregorian. And the Greeks follow the Orthodox religion follows the Julian. And
I love Julian vegetables.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Julian Cruz. Because he's a great reporter at Channel 9. But hello.
Cruising with Julian.
So we celebrate Easter a week later because the Julian calendar believes that the Passover was the Last Supper. So obviously, when there's the Passover,
right,
that's the Last Supper. Then you have Good Friday, then Holy Saturday.
So what is yours? Good
Sunday.
Wednesday?
It's Holy Wednesday.
Oh, it is really Wednesday?
It's Holy Wednesday.
Yeah. I was just joking.
No, I think it is.
Good Hump Day.
Oh, my mom's gonna kill me.
So you don't even do a Good Friday. You do a Good Wednesday.
No, we do Good Friday.
Oh.
But it's after, it's on the real Good Friday, not when you celebrate it.
Oh, listen to the real.
I'm sorry.
Wow. I didn't think we're going to get into some.
And then some years it's on the same day.
I didn't think we're going to disagree this quick.
I know. Seriously. Well, you had me when you had the baby Jesus in the piano bench.
Oh, I'm telling you.
I would never put the baby Jesus in the piano bench.
I am a stickler. I am a pragmatist. Okay. I like reality.
Okay, who are the three kings?
Balthazar, Melchior, and Ernie.
No. Ernie.
No, it is Balthazar and Melchior. I don't know the third.
Casper. Caspiar?
Is it Caspiar?
Okay, I only know
okay,
this.
Okay, if anybody knows, give
I
us a call.
I only know because I had to look. I think it is. I had to
really?
Look it up because, yeah.
Give us a call, 312-981-7200. What's the name of the third wise man?
Oh, for a prize. Do we have anything to give away?
Do we have a Lou Malnati's? I think it's Malnati. It's Balthazar, Melchior, and Malnati.
And Malnati. At the end.
We shouldn't give away a prize until we know we have one.
All right, yeah, let's wait. We'll wait. 312-981-7200. Text us or call us. It's Andrea Darlis and Elton Jim. More after this on 720 WGN.
No switching.
Together again.
1040, 720 WGN. Andrea Darlis, Elton Jim. We are together again.
Yes, I forgot it's been, say, 5 years since we actually shared a studio and shared a mic
and
like this.
Shared a show like this.
That's
this is awesome. And you and I were so excited to be able to do this together. And we were talking about, we had topic after topic after topic. And when you started talking about Christmas cards and holiday cards and your rules for holiday cards, because I started saying, I don't really send them anymore. Most of the people I keep in touch with were either texting or on Facebook or Instagram. So I get the
same. Well, you're Miss Technology.
Yeah.
You're Miss Social Media.
You still have a flip phone.
I have a flip phone.
Is it a Razor?
No, it's a Samsung.
Ah, okay.
Yes, and that's true.
So
and I have
you.
A, and I'm, as I've said many times, I mean, my flip phone is inundated. I have Tetris and bowling.
Whoa. Oh, you got bowling on the phone
bowling.
Now, too.
And I just found out like 3 weeks ago, I have an alarm on there.
No.
I could actually set an alarm to wake me up with my phone.
See, do you use your phone to talk on?
Well, see, that's one of the things.
See, I don't ever talk
it's
on
called
the phone.
A phone. A telephone.
Yeah,
that's the whole idea. That's why I believe, as I've been saying for many years, they need to change. It's not an iPhone. It's not a smartphone. It was when it started.
Yes.
11, 12 years ago. It needs a new name. No one talks on it.
No, I don't.
They need
I
to change the name.
I talk to my mom on the phone because my mom likes to talk on the phone.
The only thing that's I saw you reason. Today before the show, I saw you talking into it, but you were talking into a text.
I was voice texting.
Yeah, that was your text. You were talking to your device.
And I was asking for a ham and split pea soup recipe.
Yeah, I was like, what the heck is that? I don't know. Whatever she's going with this.
Oh, my God. All right, so tell us your rules for Christmas
cards.
Well,
yeah, so this is the thing. First of all, I was wanted to ask you, do you send Christmas cards?
I used to send Christmas cards. I used to.
Used to.
Used
so when
to,
would you say the last year you sent Christmas cards out?
At least 3 years ago.
Okay.
Maybe.
Well, I'm
yeah,
old
I would
school.
Say, I would say 3 years ago.
And why did you stop?
Because the postage got too expensive. I was sending them to people not getting any cards back.
That's a foreshadowing of my rule.
Okay, but mine was a little less crazy. And when, you know, and I'm not judging. We'll have our listeners do that. 312-981-7200.
Oh, they've already judged.
If you want to call or text in. But I don't send them now because, truly, everybody who I want to keep in touch with, or even people who live, you know, I have friends in Tennessee and friends in Champaign. So we'll talk on Facebook or we'll text. And there's not really a need. I see pictures of them and their kids and their dogs. And
Another rule.
Okay.
There's another
all right,
rule.
All right.
You just reminded me of another Christmas card rule.
Up until a couple of years ago, I didn't send cards unless I got a card from someone. Then I'd say, oh, you know, Nancy from Champaign sent me a card, so I will then
now, are you,
send
so now,
her
even
one.
Though you're not sending them out, are you getting any?
Yeah, I got maybe 10 this year. I didn't get that many.
Okay, but you didn't send any out.
No, I didn't send any out this year.
So you have, okay, first of all, as I said, I love tradition.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, there's a part of me that likes to send out a Christmas card and likes to get a card. I still like getting real mail.
Okay.
It's fun to open.
Mm-hmm.
The other side of the coin is I do get a lot of email cards. I understand where we're at. I understand your thing, but I still like to send them out. However, I noticed over the last several years that we were sending out at one time like 100 and some cards.
Are you serious?
No, seriously.
So you send cards to everybody?
Well, at a time, I mean, you know, you send them to people you work with, you send them to extended family, you send them to extended friends, and as time goes on, you start to lose touch with some people, you start to pare down your list.
Right.
Last couple of years, we pared down to like 80.
Okay. Which is still a lot.
Which is still a lot, but paring down, because I'm in a whole decluttering mode in my life.
Uh-huh. It sounds like
it. And we can get to that later. So this year, we continued to pare down. My Alton Jamie was paring down, you know, so we got to like 57. But about 2 or 3 years ago, after we were sending these 80 out, I noticed I wasn't getting 80 back.
Ah, how many were you getting?
Well, this is my point. So to your point about the it caught, you know, stamps are going up. Do you know stamps are going up in 2019, 5 cents?
Yeah, and again, why mail anything?
Right, so it's 55 cents. I mean, usually when stamps went up, they went up a couple of pennies.
Yes.
5 cents, that's a pretty nice big hit.
Yes.
But anyway, so I'm like, wait a minute, we're sending like 80 cards out at 45 cents or four, whatever it was at
the
time.
Is that what stamps are now?
Now they're 50. So it'll be 55 in 2019.
Okay, and you know what's funny? I'm saying 55 cents to send a letter is a lot of money. If you think about the grand scheme of things, it's really not.
And not only that, but think about what an amazing, you take this piece of paper, you drop it in a box, and somehow it gets like across the world. That still is pretty cool.
Okay, you know what's even cooler?
The whole idea of
me
mail.
Sending you a message and hitting send, and it gets to you in 3 seconds.
Oh, that's just
on the
techno babble.
Well, I'm sorry. Someone unlike you who has a phone that doesn't. Do you get texts?
Oh, I can. Yeah, you texted me.
But when did you get it? A few days later?
Oh, yeah, I just got it yesterday. Okay, you sent it last week. I just got it, but I still got it.
Oh, God.
No, but anyway, so I noticed. So I said to my wife, a new edict. Because we were sending out all these cards. We were not getting 80 back.
I want to ask one question before you get to your rules.
Yeah.
When you send Christmas cards, is it a photo of you? Or
no,
is it
we
just
usually get a card.
All right, so it's an actual card. Do you write something on there personalized?
Yes, I do.
Like to Andre, I miss you.
Step into Christmas or not, you know, depending on
you
the person.
You don't just put like love Elton Jim and Elton Jamie.
No.
You write a message.
Well, so not everybody, but it depends. If there's some people that we don't see all the time, I'll maybe just put my name. But if there's somebody that I see on a regular basis, I'll add a little.
Okay.
Little
that was
message.
My question. All right, so your rules.
So I was noticing we were not getting as many cards back as we sent out. Okay. So I said, you know what? We're going to try something new. This is a couple years ago. If we don't get back at least half of the letters that we send out,
right,
the next year we are not sending out. Call me Scrooge. Call me Grinch.
At all?
Zero.
So if you send 80, you need to get 40 back.
41.
Do you really?
It's half plus
count?
One. It's just like Congress.
It's like The Price is Right. You go up a dollar.
Half plus one. So that year, I sent the edict, and we got like 45.
No.
So I'm like, okay, we can buy. And Jamie likes to send them out. So, you know. She wants to send them out.
Right.
So I said, okay, but, you know, this isn't fair. If we're not getting them, if we're just sending them out to the world and no one's, you know, reciprocating, then what fun is that?
Okay, got it.
So then last year, we sent out 60-some.
Okay.
And we went, and now, you know, you get no mail on Christmas Day. So whatever card you get, and I don't care if I get one on the 27th. That doesn't count in the tally.
Come on.
No, that does not count. It has to be before Christmas. So on Christmas Eve, we usually, unless it's a Saturday or Sunday, on Christmas Eve, this year, for instance, was a Monday. So we got our mail. And that's when it stops. It stops.
That's when you're counting stops.
The count stops.
You, you seriously sit there and you count your cards.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you how many we got this year. So that year, we were down to Christmas Eve. We were going to not send them.
And you got one.
And we got four and tipped it over.
Thank God.
So.
Oh, I'm sure all those people are so thrilled.
So we sent them out this year. Now, this year, we pared down again. We were at 57 cards, right?
Okay.
So I needed to get.
If you say so.
28 or 29, right?
You do it to the card, to the number.
Well, half of 57.
Up.
I rounded up
round
a little.
Up.
Yeah. Half plus one.
Oh, my God.
As of Christmas Eve, 2018, 35.
Oh,
so we topped it again.
Christmas is saved.
So those of you who an Elton Jim, an Elton Jamie Christmas card, you can warm the cockles of your hearts.
Which I was not one, by the way.
You will be. Well, now that I see you in the day.
Oh, you have to see me.
I see you at least.
Ah, that's how you do it.
Yeah, you will be added to the list.
Okay, your rules are officially insane.
No.
But very, very funny. You're getting a lot of texts. We are getting a lot of texts about this. I have to tell you. So from the 847, are you guys really sharing a mic? All you need is some mistletoe. Hello. Thank you, John.
Oh.
Someone asked if I send you a card.
Yeah, you didn't send me one.
No,
you didn't even send me an e one. I didn't get them. I sent it last week.
You just haven't gotten it on your flip phone.
Well, my email is. I still get my fiber optic email. I got 125 megabits blowing through my house. Right now, my hair is standing up on fire.
Oh, but here you go. 312. There's something so special about a card, a handwritten note.
Yes.
Keep doing what you're doing. Don't worry that they don't come back to you every year. It's not about that. It's about giving of yourself and not getting.
And I was very warmed yesterday. We went to my wife's family for Christmas Day, and her uncle had our card out on the little credenza, and he said, "Oh, this is such a beautiful card. We're going to keep this and put this out every year." It was a Santa because I love Santa. I think he will. So I agree. I'm in this digital world. Don't you like to touch things? See, I'm tangible. I like to touch things.
I do like to touch things.
Wow. I didn't think I'd be hoeing this much.
I didn't mean in that way.
Then why is your face so red?
It's just because I knew you were going to take it that way. No, I do like to get mail. I do. But now here's the problem. Now my question is, what do you do with all the Christmas cards? Do you
save
them?
Well, why don't we wait until after the break because we're already late. Let's take a quick break and then we'll
talk
about that.
All right, that sounds good. More after this on 720 WGN.
No switching.
The beat goes on.
So is it Sonny and Cher who are doing a show right now? No, it is not.
No.
It is Andrea Darlis and Elton Jimmy.
Yes.
It's Jimmy and Andrea.
Jimmy. Jimmy. I've never called you Jimmy.
My mom used to call me Jimmy, and in my family, I used to be known as Jim Jim.
Oh, Jim Jim?
Jim Jim.
As an adult or as a kid?
Well, kind of, because my dad was Jim. I had an uncle Jim. He named his... said Jim and everybody in the house turned
the
around.
Greeks. Everybody's named after each other.
Yeah.
I think that's adorable. We're talking Christmas cards. Do you still send them? Elton Jim's crazy rules, which I'm not just saying this too.
Well, I'm still sending them because I got more than half back.
I know, and I'm sure everybody's breathing a sigh of relief now that they're going to get the cards from you. I don't send them just because I don't really want to pay the postage, and I'll text in or... Facebook or email.
Well, you're all into the social media.
Yeah.
I'm a traditionalist.
We had some interesting points, too, about when you sent. I like when I get Christmas cards from people with the family, with the photos.
Okay.
You know, so I can
rule.
Picture. I know this is another one of your rules.
Another rule. Now, I love to get cards from people.
Yeah.
I think it's nice at the holidays. It's great.
Where's the but?
But. Another rule.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to send me. Now I have rules if you're going to send me.
Now you have rules for people, yeah.
First of all, I'm mad I'm not getting any, but now I have rules if you want to send me one.
If you want to send, yeah.
Okay. Most of the people that are sending me cards are either my friends or my family, correct?
Okay. Right.
I know them first.
Yes.
Now, please, I'm not trying to. I'm just trying to give some little advice.
Okay. This buildup is great.
I'm not castigating anybody. I'm not judging anybody, but I'm just suggesting in the future. When you send me the picture card.
Mm-hmm.
Like the photo card. Like you just said.
I like the photo cards.
We all do.
Sure.
It's fantastic, especially for people you haven't seen in a while.
Yes.
But if you have kids, and I'm not just saying this because I don't have kids. That's not that.
No,
I love kids.
I don't either.
I love children.
Yep.
That's why I don't have any. Because I love them and I wouldn't want to force myself on them.
Right. I would hope not.
But when you send a Christmas card,
yes,
with the picture, send a picture of your whole family.
Oh, I agree.
Not just your kids.
I want the whole family.
Because I know the people. I know the parents.
Right. You don't know the kids.
I don't know the kids. And aren't the parents a part of the family?
I agree. I like that. I have Jim Anthony, who used to work here. I love Jim every year. And I actually save his cards because I've known him for so long. I remember when he got married. And I remember when he had his first born. His oldest son is 15 now. I think 15 or 16 years old. I like seeing, and they send a family Christmas card every year. Mary Vandeville does the same thing. I love that. I like the whole family.
Not just the kids.
Not just the kids. I agree.
Now, I love your kids, but I want to see you too.
Yeah. People are texting. Oh my God, I totally agree. It's like the parents have disappeared from the cards. Well, I agree with you. I want to see the parents as well.
I mean, the parents are key to that family, right?
Because we don't really, if it is our friends, chances are we see them with their kids maybe once a year, if that.
But I'm just going to go off on a biological theory here.
Oh, good.
If it wasn't for the parents, there wouldn't be the kids, right?
That's usually how it works.
So shouldn't we have...
Usually. Come sit on my lap. Let me tell you a story.
No. That'll be after the stream.
After our bonus hour.
Yeah. Talk about a bonus hour. But no, so I just... When I get the card, when I see a whole family, even if you want to do... because now there's like multi pictures on a card.
Yes.
That's fine.
I love
that. If you just have a couple of pictures of your kids doing things.
Right.
But put yourself in it.
Yes.
We care about you too.
We want to see you.
We want to see you.
Absolutely. All right. Now, do you save? Okay. I'll preface this because my answer is going to be a lot less crazy than yours. I think.
That's what you think.
I think. I used to save Christmas cards.
No, so do I.
I saved them. I had those clear shoe boxes that you can get at the container store or the dollar store. I saved all my Christmas cards. Then when I moved, I thought, what do I need a Christmas? And these aren't photo cards.
Right.
This is just a picture with the Cardinal or Santa Claus or something on the front.
The Cardinal.
Love Jim and Jamie.
Not the Cardinal. A Cardinal.
A Cardinal. Right. Yeah, not the Cardinal.
Supich, Bernadine, pick a Cardinal.
It was just a red bird.
Cody. Google that one. Google John Cardinal Cody.
John Cardinal Cody. Rest his soul.
Google that one.
Bless his heart. I used to save them. And then when I moved, I thought, I don't need these. I am so sorry. But I threw them out. And now, and it's not a cynical thing, unless you send me a photo card, day after Christmas, gone.
So you would be throwing out my card because I have this beautiful Santa.
I probably would have thrown it out last night.
We love Santa. I love Santa. So our cards always have a Santa, except for our Jewish friends, because then we have a little snowman for them.
Okay.
You know.
Of course. Sure.
But you would throw my card out.
I would. And it's not because I love you. You know I love you. You know I have huge respect for you.
Well, as long as I don't know, you throw it out.
Yeah, but I do.
No, I've done that.
Sorry,
I used to always,
I don't know what to do with. What am I going to do with it?
I would put them in a manila envelope. And I would stick them in the bin with all the Christmas stuff. And then the next year, I'd pull this I pull the manila envelope out, and it's filled with old Christmas cards.
Yeah.
And to your point, I go, now what do I do with these? So a couple of years ago, when I was in a major decluttering mood, except I saved ones from my wife and close friends. And I did have to say, I've been very touched over the last several years, when I worked here full time, I got to know one of my idols, Tony Esposito from the Blackhawks.
Oh, and we might be talking with him this week.
Tony sends me a Christmas card.
No, well, that you save. That's
so I have saved.
That's Tony Esposito.
I can't even believe that.
I would save that. Yeah. Yours, I would throw out, but Tony Esposito, hands down, I'd keep that one.
So, because I did see a story. In fact, it's funny. I wanted to talk about this with you with the cards because I wondered if you sent out cards. And there was a story in the Tribune just the other day about what do we do with these Christmas cards? Are people sending them out? And it is about the touching thing. And don't forget, it took time for me. Of course, my wife sends them out and does everything. I just sign my name. But I say how I send them out. But basically, she does.
Okay.
Although I do mail them. I put them in the box.
Oh, good for you. Drive
but
to the
there is something
office.
Cool. Think about just the thought of, for 2 seconds, even if it was 2 seconds, I did think of you. When I mailed that letter.
That is nice.
See, so I think you should go back to the cards. Go nuts and spend the extra 5 cents this year and buy some stamps. And I think you should send them out in 2019. And I'll be waiting for my card. And who knows? Your card may be the difference.
All right, now
to allow me to send them out. You might be the plus one.
Oh, that's right.
You could be plus one.
Now I have to send you one for sure. I promise I will. Dalton, Jim, Andrea, Darlis, we are here with you until noon. After the news, we are going to talk to Chris Reuter, the founder of Spikeball, and Jeb Moyers. His daughter was at Lurie Children's Hospital. We will tell you the story of both of them and how they made Christmas so special this year for more than 100 nurses at Lurie Children's Hospital. Dalton, Jim, and Andrea, Darlis.
So, is it Carly Simon and JT, James Taylor, who are hosting?
I thought you were going to say Justin Timberlake.
No, it's...
I'd be like, woo!
No, it's Andrea Darlis and JT, Jim Toronto.
Elton Jim Toronto, that is. We got the band back together after 5 years. We've been passing each other in the hallway here at WGN Radio for years. Finally, the management said, you know what? Mm-hmm. We're going to put you guys together the day after Christmas.
And I love the mugs they printed up for us.
Our
Jim and Andrea mugs.
I know. Little Jimmy and Andrea. Woohoo! Well, we are so excited. We are getting so many texts and phone calls about our Christmas card segment. I think we're going to have to pick this back up in about 15, 20 minutes or so after we talk to our guests.
Because I do have more rules if you want them.
Yeah, you have more rules. People are, I mean, I didn't realize so many people still send Christmas cards and they save them and what they do with them.
Yes.
So don't worry, 815-630. Everybody texting in will return to this topic and tell you what some people are doing with their Christmas cards, which is a really cool idea. It might even make me think about...
See?
Maybe not. We'll see.
And it was said that the Grinch's heart grew twice as big.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll text my Christmas message.
And all the who's in Whoville.
We are so excited, though, to have on the phone with us two extremely special people. We're going to introduce you to them both at the same time and have them tell their stories. Chris Reuter, you probably know that name. He's been on Shark Tank. He's a local guy. He's the founder of Spikeball. And Jeb Moyers has a heartwarming, gut-wrenching story about his daughter. And how these two gentlemen met and how they touched so many lives at Lurie Children's Hospital over the past few weeks. We want to say good morning to both of you. Good morning, Chris, and good morning, Jeb. Thanks for being with me and Jim this morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Jeb, why don't we start with you and have us tell your story about you and your beautiful daughter, Lily. Tell us the story, and then we'll bring Chris into this story, since you're both heroes, but Chris was kind of the hero of this story. So, Jeb, good morning. Start out and tell us your story.
He knocked it down, for sure.
For sure. Tell us your story, Jeb.
Well, I thought that this was White Sox Weekly, so I'm a little unprepared for this.
No.
No, I'm totally
Oh, that's okay. We're the Sox fans. We're Sox fans here.
So on August 29th, 2017, my daughter was diagnosed with leukemia. The next day we found out it was acute myeloid leukemia, which is, a higher risk than the normal kind of leukemia that kids get. And the treatment is very aggressive. And so that entailed, 100 nights in the hospital total, stem cell transplant from her, matched sibling donor 357 days ago today. So we're coming up on the 1 year anniversary.
Okay.
And just while in there, you're in isolation, and the only people you really can talk to are the nurses, and they're just wonderful people. And I get teary-eyed kind of talking about it, but
yeah. it's true though, right? Your note said that the doctors, of course, are wonderful, and they come in and they perform the treatment, and then they leave, and the nurses are there hour after hour after hour, day after day with your daughter holding her hand, and you and your wife wanted to do something for the nurses at Lurie Children's Hospital.
Well, we always, and it goes back to the day we found out it was a high risk. We sat there and it was a horrible day, and eventually we get admitted to the room, and one of the nurses came in and just totally, made it, she just took control of the situation, kind of tell us, like, hey, pick your head up. This doesn't get fixed unless you guys, are there for her. And she's like, we'll take care of her. And, that was always a, you know, horrible day, but, you know, a nurse came in and took over. You know, after many, you know, months and, you know, we're able to reflect now, you know, I reached out to Chris because he's like one of the only famous people I do know. and he's always been a wonderful person. And, you know, and I think I stand, you know, talk of, you know, can speak for almost everyone that knows him. Like, they're just so happy with his success.
Yeah.
He's always so nice.
And enter Chris Reuter into the picture. He's the CEO of Spikeball. I know you're a Chicagoan, Chris. You live in Wicker Park. You have three beautiful children, and you are the inventor of Spikeball. For those who haven't heard of this, you've been on Shark Tank.
I think I saw this.
This is so cool.
I definitely saw
you've
when he
seen
was
this,
on.
Right? Yeah, you've seen this, Chris. All right, now Chris enters the picture. Tell us your story.
He is really Mr. Wonderful.
He is. Did Mr. Wonderful take your pitch?
He did not. And I guess just to clarify, I am actually not the inventor. There's a gentleman named Jeff Nurek who is the inventor. I played it as a kid, and I brought it back to life. So it was around for a brief moment in the 80s.
The reinventor.
Reinventor, if you want to call it
reinventor.
That. But, as you mentioned, we were on Shark Tank, and we did get a deal done on the show. It actually didn't happen in real life. But to answer your question, Mr. Wonderful did make an offer.
He was
very nice on the show. I think he called me, like, articulate a couple times and was very complimentary. And I did decline his offer, but he was...
Well, that takes some guts. Look at you saying no to Mr. Wonderful. Wow. Holy smokes.
Wow.
I guess getting back to our story here. So, yeah, Jeb reached out a few weeks back, and, you know, I'd known of what he and his family were going through, and he had said, you know, we'd like to somehow say thanks to the nursing staff. That was just so fantastic in, you know, a pretty challenging time, to put it politely. And he asked if I could donate some Spikeball sets, and I think he did use the word some. Neither of us kind of knew what kind of numbers we were talking about.
Right. He said, I heard originally he wanted to give 10 sets. He said, why don't we get 10 sets for the nurses at Lurie who were helping Lily in that particular unit, the HEMOC unit, and you donated 162 sets to the nurses.
I watched Chris on Shark Tank, so I came in with the offer of 20, hoping to get 10.
Yeah.
Ah, there you go.
There you go.
You always got to ask for more.
Yeah.
It's unbelievably generous. It's crazy. What was the reaction? I know we saw some of the pictures, but tell our listeners the reaction of the nurses at Lurie's.
Go ahead, Chris.
No, Jeb, you go. You had more.
Go ahead, Jeb.
So I got a message from an email from some of the nurses saying thank you. My cousin, and Chris, I was actually going to email this to you. My cousin, who is a, you know, after spending time with Lily up in the hospital, he now donates his time on 17. And I was, you know, at Christmas, I was, you know, a little puffy-chested talking to the family about what, you know, their, you know, fantastic relative has done. And we're not talking about Lily, we're talking about Lily's dad. And I'm like, how have you heard of Spikeball? He goes, yeah, all the nurses were talking about how someone got them, you know, a free set. And they were all really excited about it. I'm like, yeah, that's partially me, but more Spikeball than anything.
Oh, right.
So how many did you wind up sending then?
We were gonna send them, but actually the sending part, we did it too late where we weren't gonna be able to ship them in time. So we have a warehouse down in Kankakee where I'm originally from. So I drove down to Kankakee, grabbed what we call our spike van, which is this giant branded spike ball van, put the 160.
See the spike van next weekend.
That's awesome.
Spike Van sounds so much better with an echo. I love that.
Yeah, it does. The reverb.
We'll be at Michigan and Clark for the Spike Van. Come over and see our Spike Van.
That's awesome. And you drove all the sets up there?
Yeah, so drove it up and met there. I don't know, 7 or 8 nurses that met me down at the loading dock.
Oh, I bet they did.
And, they all unloaded. We gave some hugs and said thanks. And, you know, the people running the loading docks really don't have a whole lot of time for hugs and thanks. So it was a quick drop off and get moving.
Who are these guys with this spike thing over here? What's going on over here?
The volleyballs and the nets.
Yeah, so they sent some pictures, and I heard that for the rest of the afternoon that there were spike ball sets being played actually in the hospital, and nurses are all walking around with spike ball sets slung over their shoulders, and you know, we gave a bunch of spike ball T-shirts and stuff as well, and you know, it's, you know, I'm of course a bit biased, but I love our product in that it, you know, literally brings people together. One person buys it, but they now have to go find three other people to play it. And just looking at, you know, whether it be posts of kids on Instagram, just how psyched they are that they got a spike ball set for Christmas, or hearing the reaction from the nurses, you know, just really cool to be able to help. And hopefully it just generated a couple more smiles than would have been created otherwise.
Real quick, explain to people how you play spike ball, just so we understand what you gave them.
Yep. So if you get the rules to two-on-two volleyball in your head, that'll make the most sense. But also, you know, watch a video if you really want to get clarity. Words can kind of confuse things. But the net itself looks like kind of a small jogging trampoline, but you don't actually jump on it. You've got an inflatable rubber ball about the size of an orange, and you're standing next to your partner. You hit the ball onto the net. Now it is, the other team can, they get up to three hits, before they have to spike it back on the net. And they want to hit it in such a way that you and your partner can't get to it. The two teams keep volleying back and forth, and whoever can't get it back on the net, the other team gets a point. First team to 21 wins.
Okay, now I want to paint a picture, because you just said that this was going on
in
on hospital floors?
I mean, no one will know.
I mean,
no,
you guys weren't.
No,
I hope to God there were no plugs getting kicked out in any of the rooms.
Thankfully, by that time, I was already miles away in the spike van, and my liability. Yeah.
This was like Patch Adams's hospital or something.
Right. Chris is back in Kankakee.
Yeah. Wow. Could you imagine you're going to the hospital to visit one of your relatives or a friend, and you walk in and there's spike ball going on?
I know. Chris, I have to get one of these. I have to get one of these for our former radio host here, Spike Odell. He would love this spike ball. And think
you can
when
tell Bill left to put down the tennis racket and
totally. Totally. The game reminds me of just looking at the pictures of kind of handball and volleyball combined. Yeah. But this is just so awesome. And we're not alone. You've been on the Inc. 500 list of fastest growing companies in the entire country twice. And we mentioned Shark Tank. You were voted the best pitch for all of season 6. And if this is an accolade, I don't know what is. Drake is a big spike ball fan on Instagram.
Yo, yo, yo.
And he puts all over the gram pictures of himself playing spike ball, which is very cool.
Well, that's an amazing thing. And it is amazing how, you know, there was no way that you two ever would have thought that this was going to come together. And it's just so fun and interesting how the stars align and something comes from you never would have expected.
That's right.
Yeah. Feel fortunate to be able to be in a position where we can help. And, again, hopefully the nursing staff is feeling pretty good, and, you know, just a small way of us. I cannot imagine having the role that they have to wake up every day and going into a hospital and knowing that they're going to be facing kids that are facing life-threatening things like what Lily has gone through and God knows how many others. And, again, if we can just provide just a little bit of happiness or joy, and hallelujah, let's do it.
Well, Chris, Jeb, thank you so much. Thanks for coming together.
Thank you,
and thank you to all the nurses, the doctors too, but the nurses at Lurie Children's Hospital for all the work they do. And thank you again for bringing them some much needed
joy. And don't forget
joy.
It, at 1 o'clock, the spike van is going to be in Michigan. right in front of the Wrigley Building, a spike van will be there if you want to play a little spike ball. All right.
Thanks, you guys.
Talk to Kevin McDonough. Maybe you can set that up.
Oh, look at you name dropping everybody there. We're going to have to get a spike ball set. Hey, you guys, thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to both of you and Lily and your whole families. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Thanks,
bye-bye, guys.
Bye,
Happy
Chris.
New Year.
Again, thank you so much.
Bye, guys.
Absolutely.
Cool story. Cool story.
Very
nice.
Cool.
Very cool.
Love that.
Make Sundays your special night to tour the city. Watch Chicago's Best at 10 p.m. Then stick around for the latest in shopping, entertainment, and events on See Chicago at 10:30 p.m. on WGN-TV. Andrea Darlis, Elton Jim, 7:20 a.m. Filling in for Bill and Wendy. We'll be back after this. No switching. Okay. Yeah, it's okay.
I didn't know play some music.
Well, you can do that.
Is this one of our reunion songs?
Yes, it is. Of course it is. Good. Because who is this?
Ready? Here comes.
Don't go breaking my heart.
I couldn't if I tried.
Come on.
I didn't know that part.
Come on, Kiki Darless.
I thought I was doing the first part. I don't know the second.
You don't know Kiki? Oh, come on. Is this
the only one?
Who's hosting this show? Is it Elton John and Kiki D, or is it Elton Jim and Andrea Darless?
There you go.
Now you don't know the words to "Don't Go Breaking My Heart."
I know "Don't Go Breaking My Heart."
Oh, that's in the title. Ooh,
I know that part.
Oh, we're gonna have to get you to a karaoke bar or something.
If you play, I can name any song in maybe two notes, maybe three. From the 70s, 80s, 90s. I'll tell you the band. I'll tell you who sings it, but I don't know all the words. Wow. I'm one of those people who...
My gosh, I thought "Don't Go Breaking My Heart" was like just... I mean, it's almost like a part of the national consciousness.
I know "Don't Go Breaking My Heart."
I couldn't if I tried. Oh, honey, if I get restless. Baby, you're not that kind.
Woo-hoo.
Come on. That's all she knows. Woo-hoo.
I'm having so much fun with you. Oh, we're getting crazy texts. This is fantastic. 312-981-7200. Elton Jim, myself, Andrea Darless, and we are here with you until noon. And don't forget, you can join us between noon and 1 on our stream.
Bonus hour.
Why did we find that button for him?
I found this little button here, which I didn't know existed.
A lot of people say that.
I can't wait until Friday when I'm doing this by myself. You know, whole show like this. Hey, baby.
We're switching spots. I'm going to stand over there on Friday.
Yeah, Friday. Friday, Andrea will be running the board, and I'll just be in the other room.
Thank God.
Well, we will be together again, filling in for Bill and Wendy.
We'll be together
on Friday.
On Friday as well, from 10 until noon in our bonus hour, WGNRadio.com.
Will we have a bonus hour, too?
Yes, we will. You just want me to keep saying that. We're getting... thanks to our guests from Spikeball and Jeb Moyers as well, everybody at Lurie Children's Hospital. It is spikeball.com, people wanting to check this game out. It's very cool. And we were getting inundated with our Christmas card discussion. You did your rules for your Christmas cards, and then I asked probably too open-ended of a question, do you save them? And everybody is weighing in, and all of your comments here from our texters, these are great ideas about recycling them and ways you can keep them and recycle them. And this one person from, I think it was the 773 texted.
Thanks for texting 773.
Go ahead, hit the button.
Oh, no.
Okay, you wanted to do it.
All right. So, 773 just texted.
We're going to continue this discussion after 11:30 as well, because people just really want to talk about Christmas cards, what they do, and this one texter said how they keep the spirit of someone in their family who passed away
alive
with the Christmas cards and what they do. And this is so moving, it makes me want to kind of start sending Christmas cards again.
Oh, see, we're going to get you, Scrooge.
Yeah, I know.
And it was thought that Scrooge's heart grew twice as hard as it did that night.
Ebenezer!
No, but just to recap, so we were talking about, you know, do people... send Christmas cards. My wife and I do. Andrea says, of course, Miss Social Media, Miss Techno Butterfly, she doesn't. And I was just saying how I like to send them out. However, I have a few rules. First of all.
You have like a scroll.
First of all, if I'm sending out, whatever I send out, I have to get half plus one in order to send them out next year because, hey. A little effort here.
Do you tell people this, though?
No.
Okay, so nobody
knows
this.
What am I going to say? Oh, by the way, you better send me a card back. I'm like, no, this is just an internal edict, which now I'm blasting over 50,000 watts. But so if you get a card from me, you'll know you want to, you know, send it back if you want another one.
And I'm also excited to see how people are saving their Christmas cards and what they're doing. Because for years, I just kept them in shoeboxes until I moved.
Yeah, I had them in manila envelopes.
Yeah, exactly. And I thought, what am I going to do with these? So I throw them out. Or I think I did recycle. I'm very much into reduce, reuse, recycle.
Oh, you do recycle?
Yeah, I recycle. So
that's great, because
those.
I then cross you out.
Come on.
Because I don't recycle. So whatever you're doing, it's going to nothing.
That is not true.
I X you out.
You need to. You don't recycle?
No.
Stop it.
When China starts recycling, then
recycle?
I will recycle.
Come on. What do you do with your milk cartons? A gallon of milk?
In the words of Scrooge, are there no garbage cans?
Oh, God.
Oh, well, good, because I thought...
Oh, I don't feel good.
Oh, good, because I thought that maybe the garbage collection had stopped.
You don't work on house merch with Lou Manfredini for 10 years, and you're not in a... I'm going to show you my video I made with a bunch of first graders on reduce, reuse, recycle.
Call me when China does it.
Oh, stop it. I think I just... I got a pit in my stomach.
I don't think Andre is going to be back here on Friday. Neither E or Andre are not be back. She's looking at me right now.
Stop shaking.
She's like, oh my gosh, there are daggers in your eye. Okay, you know what? I was just joking. I recycle.
You do not. What do you do with a can of Coke, a water bottle? You throw that in the trash?
Are there no garbage cans?
God. 11:30. We better get to the news. Ryan, you better come in here and help me, because something's not going to be good while you're doing this newscast.
All right.
I'm either going to pass out.
Do you recycle, Ryan?
I try. I do. Yeah, in the suburbs, though, we it's a little easier than being in a high rise. I always try to, when I finish a can of Coke here, I don't know where to put the aluminum.
I'm
going to
buy you a little blue bin.
You know what they did in my town? They gave us a separate garbage can.
That's what you're supposed to do, the separate garbage cans.
You know what I did? Because it's got the recycle sign on it.
What'd you do, spray paint it black?
How did you...
You want to talk about a black heart.
Not only did I spray paint it black, the recycle logo?
That's illegal.
I put tape over that.
Oh, I'm so calling your village. I'm calling your village president while we are... While Ryan's doing the news.
How did you know that I...
I need to go, just leave the room for a minute here. 11:31, we'll be back. Myself, Andre Darlis, and Elton Jim. Possibly we'll be back after Ryan Burrow.
If I'm not recycled.
Does the news.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Schlemiel. Schlemazel. Hudson Bamber Incorporated.
We are doing it our way here at WGN 720 AM. Now, who's co-hosting right now, filling in for Bill and Wendy? Is it Laverne DeFazio and Shirley Feeney? No.
Feeney was her last name?
Yeah, Shirley Feeney and Laverne DeFazio. Come on. Let's go. Crank
it up. I love this show. I forgot it was Shirley Feeney.
It is not Shirley Feeney and Laverne DeFazio. Mm-hmm. It is Andrea Darlis and Jim Tirano. Elton Jim here.
Yes.
And we were having some fun since 10 o'clock. We're going to be finishing up in about 20 minutes or so, and then we will go to the stream. So if you like what you're hearing now, then please go to WGNplus.com.
Yep, or WGNradio.com and click on the little icon. We'll be there with you for another hour.
We'll do another hour of whatever this is. And of course, how fitting, not fitting, but apt in that... Penny Marshall passed away.
Oh, I know. What an absolute legend.
Now, in tribute to her and to play this Laverne and Shirley theme that I support up, I've got a big... My shirt has a big J on it.
Yeah, for Jim.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Instead of the big L.
Is that what
Laverne.
It stands for, the big J?
Big J, yeah. Yeah, it's a big Jim. J right over here. Yeah. Your big J on the J on the G.
A few other things that might stand for. No, of course, I'm
Yeah,
kidding.
Because Laverne used to have her the big L on
I
her
know.
Sweater.
Remember that? I love that show. I love Penny Marshall. Cindy Williams made a lot of side movies, and I know she became a producer as well, and then just kind of faded from.
Yeah,
the limelight.
I didn't know that Penny Marshall was the first female director ever to direct a film that made over $100 million, which
yes,
is big.
I did
not know that.
Mm-hmm. And League of Their Own.
She made some great movies.
I remember
Awakenings is probably my favorite. Did you ever see Awakenings with Robin Williams and Robert De Niro?
Love that. There were so many films that Penny Marshall directed that either after the fact I remembered when they did the tribute to her.
And who was she married to?
Oh, don't tell me. Don't tell me. Give me three choices.
I'm not going to give you three choices.
I'll guess it if you give me three choices.
I'll just give you a hint.
I know Gary Marshall was her brother.
I'll give you a hint.
All right, give me a hint.
All in the Family.
Not Rob Reiner.
Rob Reiner.
They were married.
She was married to Rob Reiner. In the 70s.
Do you remember right after Penny Marshall made Big, they said, how funny is it that the top three directors in Hollywood are Opie, Meathead, and Laverne? Yeah.
Right, because Ron Howard, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, she was married to Rob Reiner. And in fact, and I don't know how much you watch old TV shows, but Penny Marshall also first appeared on The Odd Couple with you know, with Tony Randall and Jack Klugman.
That's right, yes,
in the 70s.
I didn't know that.
And she was Myrna Turner. She was Oscar Madison's secretary. Mm-hmm. And there is an episode where Rob Reiner appeared as her boyfriend.
No kidding.
Sheldon.
No kidding.
Because she couldn't say Sheldon with
those,
the way she...
Those were great. And yeah. I still love the MeTV.
Oh, yeah.
Shows, how they play all the reruns.
Oh, definitely.
Wonder Woman, Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah, so I guess she was, what, 75 when she passed away. But so I thought it would be a nice little tie-in to not only be able to talk to Penny Marshall, but once again, one of the famous duos that we've been talking about, whether it was Sonny and Cher, or whether it was Elton John and Kiki Dee, or whether it was Peaches and Herb, or whether it was Carly Simon and James Taylor. But no, it is Andrea Darlis and Jim Toronto filling in today for Bill and Wendy. And we'll be doing this on Friday,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we will. And because we are reunited, for those who don't know, we
and it feels
together.
So good.
It does. We worked together about 5 years ago. I was anchoring afternoon with you and Gary Meyer, and the irony in all of this was our producer was Stephanie Menendez, who is now our boss. Which, so always be nice to people.
Yeah, you never know who's gonna.
Right.
I think of all the times I made fun of her, now I understand my current predicament.
Now we realize why she finally put us together after 4 years. She's like, finally, enough of your harassing me and haranguing me. So we're together. But we brought up the subject of, you and I were talking off the air a few days ago about, do you still send Christmas cards or not? You have your rules, which are insane, which the texters agree with me. We are just getting so many awesome texts. You had someone from the 3-1-2. I forgot to read this from earlier. Elton Jim is right about the baby Jesus. At midnight mass, the priest places baby Jesus in his crib in the manger.
Nice.
Happy, healthy new year to both of you and all of our listeners. This stems from the fact that you keep the baby Jesus in the piano bench.
Until 12:01.
Until 12:01.
On Christmas Day, when he is officially born.
Is this...
And my three wise men are in the kitchen. They are not even close to the stable in the spare room. They have to make their way because just now he was born. So now the star is up.
Yeah, I'm hearing you and I know the story. It just sounds crazy coming from
you. Well, because it takes him a while to cross the desert.
I wonder if anybody else does this.
Well,
keeps both of this. I know many don't put the baby Jesus in the manger.
All I'm saying is I'm keeping the nativity story both alive.
Yeah, you are.
And factually correct.
Insane. Absolutely.
To put baby Jesus there on the day after Thanksgiving makes absolutely no sense.
Someone put rules with regard to Christmas cards from the 630. Elton Jim is insane.
Right.
Which is true. This stems from your the rules of your Christmas cards.
Which and is that I will not send out Christmas cards the next year unless I get back half plus one that I sent out.
I love the half plus one.
Half
it's like
plus
it's
one.
It's like it's the mayor's race.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. Exactly.
50% plus one.
There's no runoff. Unless it's plus one.
Right.
Right.
Do you want to take this call?
Yeah, why don't we go to Eric, is on the phone from Country Club Hills. Hello, Eric.
Elton and Andrea, how are you doing?
Hey,
I have to apologize for my lisp. I just came from the dentist, so my speech is going to sound kind of funny. But I'm standing in front of my stack of Christmas cards. I mounted them to the wall, and I both send and receive Christmas cards, and I'd like to admire the perfectly scripted penmanship that I get from friends and family members. That's the one thing I always admire about my Christmas cards.
Well, that's a dying art. A lot of young kids aren't even being taught how to write in cursive anymore. It's all printing.
Exactly. And in this day of, you know, texting and, you know, you press a button, you automatically send out 400 Christmas cards via, you know, text message or an email. Opening an envelope, et cetera, et cetera.
That's also known as the Andrea Darlis way.
No, I will say one thing. I'll say one thing in defense of my texting and email. I'll always personalize it. You know, you get these mass texts that say, Merry Christmas, and it's from... And I'm not joking here. Like, the guy who sold you a car.
Right.
You know,
so
you're on this mass list, and then everybody hits reply on Merry Christmas, and you don't even know who
all
these people are.
Right, yeah.
I won't do that. I will specifically say, Eric, I'll say Merry Christmas, Eric, or Merry Christmas to Jim.
Oh, so you will send it individual.
Yeah, I'll send an individual text.
All right. That's kind of
I won't
close,
do a mass text, but I won't do a Christmas card.
But I think now with Eric talking about you get a chance to see people's cards, you get a chance to see their personal writing. I've been talking about, I think we're going to get you to send some cards next year.
I might.
I think you need to go to the dollar store.
I'll do the
and buy your Christmas cards.
I'll do the Shutterfly. Or I'll do the Snapfish.
Enough
I'll do
with
the,
Snapfish.
I'll do the photo card.
Snapchat. All this. Buy a card.
Wouldn't you rather see me on the beach as opposed to, or maybe not on the beach, but like me hiking through the mountains as opposed to just a cardinal sitting on a...
Oh, you mean personalize your card?
Yeah.
But I'm talking about you need to get a hard copy card.
All right, I will.
Hard
for you
copy.
For next year. I'll send 10.
Go nuts and buy the stamps.
I'll send 10. How's that?
Go out now and buy your forever stamps because they'll get them now. They're only 50 cents. Next year, they'll be 55. So go out in the next 4 days and buy your
this
stamps.
Is gonna cost, how much is this going to cost
hey,
me?
How much does it cost to make a heart
oh,
warm?
Oh, here we go. Thanks, Eric.
You're welcome.
And I believe that's Eric the Undertaker, isn't it?
Yes, it sure is.
Oh,
I
yes.
have some comments
Eric.
About my clients. You know, I send out cards to my clients, but it can be kind of a touchy subject.
Oh.
But, you know what? If I can say one more thing really quickly, there's something sacrosanct about putting a stamped envelope into a mailbox. I'm kind of an official person. And it's
right.
Just, you know, I like knowing that, all right, U.S. Postal Service is going to deliver this thing, you know, neither rain nor snow nor gloom of night or however that goes. And I always make it a point to align my stamps perfectly and use Christmas stamps. Not just,
oh, of course.
You know,
oh, yes.
Metered,
I bought all my
mail or anything
right.
like
I
that.
I bought all my Santa stamps this year. No doubt about that, my friend. We're on the same page.
That's right. All right, well, you
so
take
sweet.
Care. I'll let you take some other calls.
Okay.
Thanks, Eric. What's it called?
Okay, bye-bye.
A mailbox? Do they still have those things?
Yeah, it's not an inbox. It's a mailbox.
Here's another one. Jim and Andre, I love the Postal Service. I love getting cards in the mail. This is where I agree with Mary. She signed her name. Mary says, I think glitter should be banned from all greeting cards and gift bags. You can never get rid of it. I completely agree with
a
you.
A lot of 3D cards this year. The design actually is 3D in that it comes out of the card and it costs more to send that. I sent a Christmas card to my mother-in-law.
Okay.
And so like the Santa, the card wasn't just flat, but the little Santa was like a outside of the card.
Yeah.
And that took more stamps because it's heavier, but I forgot to put more stamps. So I sent it to her and it came back three days later, but thankfully I sent things early. So I was able to get it back to her.
Oh, thank God, right?
But yeah, so the postal service actually make a little more money on those cards too. Right. I wonder if they're in cahoots with Hallmark.
I know. And then we also talked about the pictures of send your whole family.
Yes,
on a
please.
Picture,
if
not
you send me
kids.
A picture of your family Christmas card, put you in it. Now I talked to a friend of mine one time and who's the mother and yes. she sends her kids and she says, that she would put that some years she puts her and her husband in it, depending if she looks good in the picture.
Oh, I'm sure she looks great.
I'm like, come on.
Women always think, you know what? You always look great. You really do. We always think we don't.
I love your kids, but I love you too. I want to see your family all together, not just your kids.
And you got, that's the number two text that we're getting now as far as mass quantity. Oh my God, I totally agree. It's like parents have disappeared from cards. If you put your kids on the cards, put their ages down, and then again, put yourself in the cards
right.
as well.
There you go.
I don't like getting a picture of grandkids alone. No names, no ages, no note. It's so impersonal. Love everything you're talking about, Elton, Jim, and Andre.
So is it Marvin Gaye singing, hosting the show? No, it is not. Now, you know, now Benny and the Jets, our producer here, Ben Anderson, I always get this, but is that Tammy Terrell or is that, it's Marvin Gaye and or it's someone else, right?
Yeah, that's Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston.
Kim Weston.
Kim, yeah.
Yeah, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell were a very famous duo with Motown, but it was Kim Weston who does... It Takes Two, which is one of my favorite
songs. Like that,
but it is not Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston hosting today, filling in for Bill and Wendy. It is Jim Gaye. No, it is Elton Jim and Andrea Darlis.
Oh, God.
And we have been having fun today.
We've been
on here since, 10 o'clock. We've got about 6 or 8 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. If you like what you've heard so far, then go to WGNradio.com and we'll be doing another extra bonus hour.
Oh, God. I'm removing that button from you.
From 12 to 1.
Yeah. And we've been talking about Christmas cards and baby. We're going to take this call about baby Jesus, but I have to read this to you first before we run out of time on the air here, Jim. We were talking about the Christmas cards and what people do, and I said, you know, either recycle them or throw them out. And people There's so many great texts. Thank you for all these. My mother used to use the front of the received Christmas cards that weren't personalized on the front or with a note written on the back to use as gift tags on the larger gifts that we would wrap.
Nice idea.
Still using the supply that she saved. Her mom passed away a year ago, November of 2017, and they will be using them for quite a while. That's from Peter
cool
in Sauk Village. Very cool idea. And a lot of church groups are texting in and schools saying that ladies at the church take the Christmas cards, cut out the pretty designs, punch hole in two different cards back to back, and make them either into ornaments or door hangers, and they use them at their nursing home or to hang on wheelchairs or for decoration, and they're quite lovely.
Nice.
So that's a great idea.
And we should recap at the top of the show. We're talking about my nativity scene and how I do not put the baby Jesus in the manger or even close to the manger or in the stable until Christmas Day, 12:01. I keep him in the piano bench. And then at 12:01, I bring him out and put him where he should be, then, because now he's born. And I also have my three wise men in the kitchen as they make their way towards the living room.
Where are they today? Do you move them closer
to the... Well, close them, but they just saw the star, so they're just starting.
Okay.
Yeah, Balthazar, Caspar,
and Melchior.
Will
they end up, like, in the refrigerator? I mean, you put the baby Jesus in the piano bench.
Well, yeah. Well, no, they have to traverse the couch. Okay. And the TV stand.
Wow.
And the coffee
table. Nights at your house must be so fun.
Yeah, they are. They three kings are traversing afar.
Oh, God.
Remember the song.
Oh, God.
Where is Lori on the phone here? Hello, Lori.
Hi.
Lori, please help me.
My family thinks I'm absolutely nuts, and now I agree with Elton Jim, and I think I am too.
Right. And it's fun being
it's
nuts,
all right,
isn't
Lori.
It?
It's okay. Where do you keep the baby Jesus?
Baby Jesus is different. He's not in my piano bench.
Okay.
We gift wrap him.
Oh,
and
nice.
Put him in the manger, and he is the first thing to be opened Christmas morning.
Now, excellent. I love that. I mean, I guess my piano bench might be a little cold, but I like that idea,
Although,
too.
How does he breathe?
Well, okay.
Well, that's what my family keeps saying.
See?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do Lori's idea for next year. I'm going to wrap him up. I'm going to put him under my tree. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put two little holes by his nose.
For air holes.
So he can breathe.
You know what? I should have done that.
Right.
There you go, Lori. See, then you won't scare the kids and the grandkids.
Jesus does not belong in that manger.
So the wise men take a while to get. Just a quarter of an inch
right.
Walk every day.
Thank. That's what I said. Right now, my three wise men have just made it to the Ottoman, and not the Ottoman Empire.
God. No,
they've made it to the Ottoman by my chair.
Wow, I'm telling you, I would love to spend an afternoon with you, Lori, and an evening with Jim in your homes to see this journey.
Next year, Lori and I are going to get together. We're going to have three wise men races. And to see whose three wise men can get to the stable quicker.
What do we do with the one that's kneeling?
Oh, that's true. Well, he could do somersaults. Yeah, that's true, because Balthazar, I think Melchior is always on his knee. I'm not sure which one. But Well, thank you, Lori. I'm glad you're as crazy as I am. There's at least two of us.
Me
it
too,
takes
Lori.
Two.
Happy New Year.
All right.
Happy New Year.
We got to take a break here, but first... Let me say that this holiday season, when you put money in the Salvation Army's red kettles, you're giving someone in addiction recovery the gift of hope, or a senior a hot meal, or a family a warm place to sleep. You're providing love and compassion. Every day, people turn to the Salvation Army to keep the heat on, to put food on the table, and to keep their children safe from harm. And every day, you make it possible for the Salvation Army to give that help. Every year, the Army serves more than 1 million people throughout Chicagoland. They provide housing, cure hunger. Oh, I'm sorry, housing, they cure hunger, they combat addiction, they brighten the holidays, and they do so much more. If there is a cause that you are concerned about, the Salvation Army addresses it. This year, give hope to a neighbor in need. Give to the Salvation Army at the iconic Red Kettles or online. You just click the large donate button at www.salarmychicago.org/WGN radio. We'll be back right after this. No switching.
All
hello,
right. It is
Andrea.
Noon. I almost said it's midnight. I'm used to working at night. I'm like, oh, it's midnight.
No, that's me.
Woo, that's
it's 2 a.m. for you seven people.
Jim, this has been a blast. Continue to follow us on WGNradio.com. We'll be on the stream for the next hour, and we'll be together on Friday again and for Bill and Wendy at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Elton, Jim, and Andrea Darlis, be there.